Under such an inaccurate system, a person could be arrested, taken off the street, and held for some time merely because they look like a wanted criminal. Already, state and local law enforcement agencies use a wide variety of facial imagery databases to identify suspects. These include driver's licenses and Facebook photos. The spread of such police state technology moved ahead in early 2015 as the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, the fourth largest police agency in the country, signed a $24 million contract to create a biometric database, second only to that of the FBI. Officials with Texas-based NEC Corporation of America, which provides biometric services to corporations, law enforcement, and governments across the world, said its six-year Los Angeles contract calls for providing the agency with specialized, state-of-the-art policing services to include high-tech fingerprint and facial recognition software. The new biometric service will interface with databases maintained by outside agencies, including the FBI's NGI system, according to NEC officials. Although sheriff's officers have assured the public that no biometric data will be collected on innocent Los Angeles citizens, only on those arrested and charged with a crime, it was noted that criminal charges do not always lead to a conviction. Civil libertarians are concerned that millions of records on non-criminal Californians might potentially end up in the database. The U.S. State Department is said to hold the largest facial imagery database in the federal government, storing hundreds of millions of photographs of American passport holders and foreign visa applicants. The Department of Homeland Security funds pilot projects in local police departments that match suspects' faces against those in crowd photographs. According to NSA documents obtained in 2011 from former contractor Edward Snowden, the agency intercepts about 55,000 facial recognition quality images out of millions captured each day. Agency officials termed this photo cache a tremendous untapped potential for cataloging every citizen. This potential was revealed by The Guardian, which disclosed that the NSA, along with its British counterpart, General Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, had intercepted webcam images from Yahoo subscribers, including sexually explicit material. Such technology is still evolving, but already suspects can be identified even after growing a beard, changing locations, or trying to disappear within a crowd. Those concerned with civil liberties have expressed grave doubts about future privacy because of this constantly improving technology. Alessandro Acquisti, a researcher on facial recognition technology at Carnegie Mellon University, warned, "There are still technical limitations on it, but the computational power keeps growing, and the databases keep growing, and the algorithms keep improving."